Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
Hello again, this is Pastor Steve Dameron for A Moment in Ministry. Today we have a guest. His name is Pastor Carl Lubin. He's from Bible Baptist Church in Elmont, New York. And so I'm going to have him introduce himself and kind of share a little bit of his testimony. And maybe through that, we may get some questions to ask him.
Yes, my name is Carl Lubin, and I was saved at the age of 11. I was reached at Bible Baptist Church there in Elmont, New York, where I now get to serve as the pastor, one of those unique blessings. But as an 11-year-old boy, I grew up in a Pentecostal family. And my mom was saved and knew the Lord, but in those churches and in those circles, the gospel is foggy at best. And it wasn't very clear to me what it meant to be a Christian, to be saved, to be born again. And I thought just because of the fact that my family was Christian, that automatically made me a Christian. And my mom saw that me and my sister, she wanted something more for us. And a friend of hers invited us to Bible Baptist Church. It happened to be just a mile from our home. And I remember the very first Sunday that I walked in and heard the pastor preach. That was the very first time I felt the Holy Spirit convict me. That was the first time I realized that I was lost and that I needed to be born again. And that I couldn't keep trusting in my works to be a Christian. I had to trust in what Jesus did to be saved. And it took time for me to grapple with that and to humble myself, really. And one night, the Lord just kept working on my heart, and I just got down on my knees and I just prayed and asked Christ to come and save me and to forgive me and to change me. And He did that. And I'm so thankful ever since that He's transformed my life and has provided a ministry for me. And through then, I was saved. I was baptized then. I was called to preach there under the ministry of Pastor Barker, and through the years, able to serve in a youth ministry. After Bible college, I came back and served as the assistant pastor and youth pastor for 7 years. And 2 years ago, Pastor Barker came and said he feels the Lord is calling him to move on, to plant a new church there in Florida. And so he resigned the church, and the church voted to have me step up to become the senior pastor. And it's been a year and a half now, and God's just been good and providing and opening up doors, and it's been a smooth transition. We just thank God for how He's just been working in our hearts and in this season in our church.
Okay, so in your testimony, you mentioned your mom.
Yes.
Okay, we were talking earlier, and you were mentioning a little bit about her background. So why don't you share a little bit about that, because she came to America. So explain some of that, and even some of the religious background, and how that kind of, you said things are kind of cloudy. So if you could just explain a little bit of that.
Sure. My mom is an immigrant from Haiti, and she came to the U.S. just before I was born. And most of my family, that's where they're all from, is from Haiti, and so I'm children of Haitian descent. And so in Haiti, the predominant religion would be Catholicism.
Okay.
With that Catholicism, there's also a mixture of probably what a lot of people have heard, voodoo. Mm-hmm. My family, thankfully, were never involved with voodoo, but they were deeply in the Catholic Church and the Catholic religion. And my mom, as an 18-year-old, she started to read the Bible for herself and started to see some of the inconsistencies. And one of her sisters, my aunt, was saved and reached and started witnessing to my mom right around that same time. So my mom came to Christ, was saved, and you know, she was in the Pentecostal movement, which is also a big movement in Haiti. And, you know, I was sharing before, I think many Pentecostals are saved. They can understand the gospel, but sometimes it's just mixed in with a lot of emotionalism.
Yeah.
They obviously believe, many of you believe you can lose your salvation. And when you start to get down that road, you start to base your salvation on your performance, your works. And of course, the Bible says we're saved by God's grace through faith. And so there's always that fogginess. And so I'm thankful to the Lord how God reached my family out of Catholicism to Pentecostalism and then from there.
And then even, all right, so you shared this with us. I thought this was interesting. Okay, so when you started going to Bible Baptist and then you got mom to come, what was her take on the church there under Pastor Barker?
Yes. So me and my sister loved the church. We said, Mom, this is our church. And Mom came a couple of times and she said, this church is dead.
Right, because she wasn't feeling it.
Yes, there wasn't loud music. where was the 1 hour of you know, praise and worship, right, and shouting, yeah, and all of this that she was used to.
Yeah.
And so she started to just kind of send us. And after a while, she said, well, let me come a little bit. And God started working on her.
Yeah.
And she started to see the difference of biblical teaching, mm-hmm, that we go to the Word of God, not just our feelings,
yep,
not just our emotions. And she started to see it. And it's, looking back now, it's incredible how now she has that discernment. She's completely out of that, by the way, a member of our church. And she'll now kind of talk to my other relatives that are still in Pentecostalism and try and ask them questions, you know, why do you believe you can lose your salvation if Jesus paid it all?
Yes.
Or why is speaking in tongues a significance of salvation? That's not in the Bible. Yeah. Things like that. So she has really grown, and it's been a blessing seeing that through the, yeah, years.
All right. So you mentioned, and for those that don't know, Pastor Lubin, okay, Bible Baptist Church in Elmont, New York was started by Pastor James Barker. And you can go to their website at Bible Baptist Church in Elmont. And actually, Pastor Barker has a lot of information still on there, on the website. He's very gifted at putting outlines together. And as Pastor Lubin already addressed, very sound, strong biblical teaching. And so that's great for you as far as that foundation has been laid. So let me just ask you a couple of things as far as, so now you've transitioned into the senior pastorate. What are some things that maybe you saw with yourself that God prepared, maybe with Pastor Barker that he was preparing? And we'll just start with that. Maybe just some simple thoughts.
Sure.
That maybe come to mind.
Sure. As you mentioned, God really used Pastor Barker to lay a great foundation in our church. And, you know, our church is Bible Baptist Church, and that's, and obviously as Baptists, as Independent Baptists, that's our foundation, is the, yes, Word of God. And so immediately, anyone that comes into our church, that was always the number one compliment is, wow, such biblical teaching, yeah, expository biblical preaching that just takes us through the Word of God. And so he laid that foundation, which really, as a young person growing up, even before Bible college, I felt like, wow, you know, God's really been teaching me, and yeah, I was learning and growing. Bible college obviously helped in training and learning. Pastor Barker also, you know, as a strong preacher, he taught the church, and the church was understanding that God has given the church the leadership as a gift, as a blessing. And so sometimes we kind of run away from leadership and authority.
Yeah.
And sometimes we think, well, we don't want to browbeat people, and we don't want to. But he was just showing, hey, this is what the Word of God says, that the pastor is a leader and authority.
Yeah.
And that's a God-given gift. It's for our good. And so one blessing in our church is we have humble people that recognize if God has placed a call and called someone to be a pastor, they were to respect, love, and submit to that pastor. And so as a young man, stepping into a role now where the reality is most of my members are older than me, and yeah, many could even be my parents or grandparents.
Yeah.
But they have that biblical understanding that it's about God's calling and placing in ministry, and it's the office, respecting that office of a pastor. And so it's very much a blessing for me to serve with the humble people at our church that do respect me. And the transition has been smooth, really, because of that foundation of biblical teaching, yeah, and doctrine.
Praise the Lord for the good foundation you have. So let's turn that and say, all right, if there's somebody out there, they're a pastor or they're a younger pastor and they're going to be transitioning, maybe some advice to them.
I think, first of all, in any ministry is leave your pride at the door. Mm. Because the reality is I had big shoes to fill, if you will.
Yeah.
And so you know, people had a lot of love and respect for Pastor Barker, and I have a lot of love and respect for Pastor Barker. It could have been very easy for me to say, to come in and say, hey, you know, stop talking about the good old days. I'm here now. And to kind of get even upset or bitter when people would reference him in positive ways. I just had to remember to realize this is a man that had so much influence on their lives, on their children, on their marriages, on their families. I want to always have that as an open, we love Pastor Barker, we want to always have him back. We don't want to scrub the place of his memories, kind of a thing, just because I'm the pastor now doesn't mean we forget the past. And so just keeping your pride in check, and you know, as a young man kind of getting settled in to a leadership position, sometimes you do want to just have a, hey, I am the pastor, you know, the authority, but just letting God do that for you and not kind of pushing yourself in that position. So just really, I would say, honestly, being humble, realizing that there's going to be a lot of attachments and affections. You know, I think of one lady one time, she came to our church and she was just so confused that Pastor Barker had moved on. And she wanted to have her baby dedicated. And she said, well, who's going to help dedicate my baby? And I said, well, I'm the pastor now. We can pray and have a dedication service. And that was almost kind of a shock to her. And I could have gotten upset and kind of, but I just had to realize, you know what, people
like,
just
who
have
are you?
To. Yes, who are? exactly. So just kind of just recognizing God's going to establish your ministry. I don't have to go in there and establish myself, if you will.
Okay, so you are in Elmont, New York. Some people may not know where Elmont, New York, but it's basically New York City. Okay, I was in New York City. I preached for Pastor Lubin about a year and a half ago, and then I actually vacationed, and we spent some time together. I love cities. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, so I love cities. Some people don't consider that a city, all right, but I do, and so I love cities, but cities are very different. You grew up there, so maybe you look at it as like, well, what are you talking about different? So what are some things that you notice that are kind of different for a city church?
Sure.
Maybe address that.
You know, it's funny. Growing up in a city, I thought everywhere else was weird.
Yeah.
I thought that was normal. And then until I went off to Bible college, I went to school in Tennessee in the South. And then I started traveling and visiting, and I realized, no, I grew up in a weird situation, really, in the city. And in a city, you know, you don't have large amounts of space to yourself. You're like on top of everybody else. So the idea of, you know, your neighbor, I could hear my neighbor sneeze and I can say, God bless you. You know, we're just right there. So tons of people, obviously, people everywhere. And so you got to learn how to kind of navigate through that. And then also different cultures. You have people, especially a city like New York.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the gateway into America for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so you have immigrants coming from literally every country. So you're talking to people that they may be speaking English, but it's really their first, their second language or their third language.
And so different cultures.
Different culture.
Yeah.
And so they're a different way of looking at things.
Yeah.
And so even in a church, you know, different ways of structuring families and things like that. And so for us, what we have to realize is we're not just going to pretend like they don't have their culture, but we want to show them, hey, listen, there is God's word that's it's timeless.
Yeah, right.
It's for every culture.
Yeah.
The gospel's for everyone. And so we don't have to change the gospel to fit your culture. Our culture should be framed around the word of God,
yes.
God's
right.
gospel. And so our people understand that and get that.
Yeah.
And so, but you got to be patient with folks
because
of that cultural aspect.
And I know Pastor Barker very much was that way. And I know when I visited you, I would say well over half
definitely
of your church is... you would walk in and say, well, I don't know, do you have, it seemed like over half was kind of like immigrants.
Yes.
Most of our church are from the Caribbean.
Yes.
That's our neighborhood, Elmont. We're just, we're near a huge hub in Queens called Jamaica. And Jamaica is appropriate because a lot of people from the islands, from Jamaica, from Haiti, from, you know, the Bahamas, Barbados. And so my family's from Haiti.
Yeah.
And so you have all these different people groups. And even though they're from a similar region, they all have their way of doing things, too. That's different.
Yeah.
And they all have to learn to get along and love each other in Christ.
Yes.
And so but it is refreshing kind of when people come to visit us. They say, wow, it's great seeing people from all over the world.
Yeah,
And not only the Caribbean, we have folks from African countries and from South American countries, the Philippines. And so it's just a picture of what heaven's going to be like, really, right? And the gospel reaches the nations.
It does.
And in city ministry, the world is coming to you. And so it's a blessing just being able to reach them and teach them and find ways to disciple them.
Yeah. Well, appreciate your time. Again, this is Pastor Carl Lubin from Bible Baptist Church, Elmont, New York. I was glad he was able to take the time to be with us and share some thoughts. Pray for his work there in Queens. We call it Queens, but it's Elmont, New York. But pray for his work there. Pray for Pastor Lubin as he steps into this task. I'm sure that sometimes it may seem overwhelming, but God's called him for that. and called him and raised him up for this job of pastoring this church. And so praise the Lord for good men that God is raising up, young men, to fill positions.